News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Been a record number of applications for school transport this year. 130,000 people applying since the €500 fee was waived early this year as part of the government's cost of living measures. Now, what this means is 44,299 families have applied for the first time. And that means that some of those who have the greatest need for the service are finding themselves literally stranded on the side of the road. For more on this, I'm joined by a number of parents who are finding themselves in that situation. First among them, Nicola Moss, who is a mother. She's based in Screen. Nicola, your own situation, how much do you depend on the school bus service?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show this morning. Well, we live in a very rural area in Meath with no public transport, you know, available to us. So we rely heavily on the bus and school transport scheme for our children to get them to and from secondary school in our local town, which is Navan. So far, we know of 18 families in our area that haven't been successful in getting a ticket, which affects 31 children. And that figure is climbing because we were just contacted again this morning from another family that find themselves in this very stressful situation. I suppose what we've done is we've tried to contact local bus companies to see if they have any buses and drivers available. And they've assured us that they do have buses and drivers available. And they are currently contracted to bus errands. So we're kind of wondering why it is that they can't put on another bus for all of these extra children. My own personal situation is that I have three secondary school going children and we have got the bus for the last 5 years and got a ticket without any issue. And I have one son in particular who is doing his leaving certificate. So you can imagine the situation when most of these families have, you know, are working. Both parents are working, including myself and my husband. So we have no other way but to use the school transport system to get our children to and from school. So it's a very serious situation because we're left at the moment with no other option but to get in our cars and drive to a main road, which is, you know, some kilometres away. And there's actually no bus shelter, bus stop, no place for a bus to turn in to pick up children. We don't even know if the bus will have capacity for 30 children to bring them to school. And then when they do get there, the only bus available is at 20 to 8 in the morning, which means they'll be in the town, in Navan town, at 8 o'clock in the morning, with school not opening till 9:15. So it's very, very stressful at the moment for all of the parents. We really don't know what to do. I mean, the only thing that can do is, and we're calling, I suppose, for intervention from the Minister for Education, which is Norma Foley. All of the parents have written to her. And we're waiting for a response urgently because, you know, there's a number of first years as well. It's their first time going to secondary school. And they, you know, naturally, you know, it's a nervous time for all young children starting school. So you want them to have safe transport to and from school and to be there on time and not to be worried about being late, you know, getting to class and all of that. So that's where we stand at the moment.
Reading between the lines then, Nicola, I assume what happened, given that you said you had 5 years where you had no difficulty getting the tickets, they waived the fee for the tickets and suddenly a lot of people who didn't previously use the bus have decided, right, that'll work for us now.
Yeah, that could be the case, definitely. And while it was very welcome at the time, given the, you know, the increased cost of living that we're experiencing at the moment. But, you know, it's well publicised that Meath East is one of the largest growing areas. So, you know, it's probably the fact that it was free, there was an increase in the number of applications. But I think it's probably also to do with the increased population. So there's not enough capacity here in the area to bring the children to and from school. And the timing, I suppose, of the announcement, you know, if they didn't put the resources in place, they probably just, you know, they weren't thinking properly, I suppose, when they made the announcement. They made it without considering the number of children or the number of additional applications that they might get.
Well, it sounds like Screen is far from unique because we have reports of the similar experiences all the way around the country. Aidan Morgan is with us. He's in Glenamaddy. Aidan, what's your own situation?
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me there. Yeah, our own situation is similar there. So it's to the last person. I've had a son in school for the last 5 years. We've paid for the bus ticket. I also have two other daughters, and I have another son starting this year. So we have one guy, his leaving cert did last year, so he's finished. So now I have three students, two daughters and a son, waiting as we hope that they were getting on the bus as we've done for the last 5 years. And I've just gone onto the portal there this morning, so I have, and I see that application has been received. The ticket issued is no. I'm sorry, there are currently no seats available on the route.
And have you ever had a problem like this before?
No, we've never had a problem like this before. As I said, we have 5 years now. I've been paying whatever the maximum amount, 350 for the first year, 700 euros for the last 3-4 years. And now there's no availability. The school is 6 miles away from us. And I just don't know what we can do. My wife tried to contact, because our neighbours had got their tickets and that. My wife tried to contact Bus Éireann, and she spent an hour and 15 minutes listening to music the other day to finally get through to someone who wasn't very pleasant. And that's the situation we're in now. Children starting next Tuesday morning, and we don't know how we're going to get them to school.
Now, Nicola was making the point that in Skreen there's an increasing population, and therefore there's more pressure on the existing resources. Is that what you attributed to in Glenamaddy, or do you think it is that the fact that it's now free has coaxed a load of people into using the bus who otherwise wouldn't have?
Well, it's not an increase in population in this community. It's as I said, it's because bus is free. That seems to be why.
And what implication will it have for you and your family? Is there an alternative available to you?
No, there's no alternative available. It's only one bus route. That it's a circular bus route that it does, and that's it. There's no other options here. The only other option is now that my wife drives the kids to school and picks them up. I'm lucky that she doesn't work, I work. But that's the only option that's left for us.
And given that you, as you described, you didn't get much of a useful response from Bus Éireann, are you now out of options?
We're out of options now, yeah. We have no tickets available. And the school is starting next Tuesday.
Well, we're joined as well by Darren O'Rourke, who's Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport and TD for Meath East. Darren, it sounds like one of those things that is well-intentioned but has had unintended consequence.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say, Anton. The big issue here, and I think the decision was welcome to make the fees free, but the fact that the government then decided to reopen the portal and invite the opportunity for additional applicants has meant that that very many people who are eligible for the scheme, who wouldn't and didn't otherwise use it, applied for it, and they have squeezed out what are known as concessionary places. And invariably, the people that I am dealing with availed of the scheme on a concessionary basis. So there are very strict rules that Bus Éireann have to adhere to in terms of who is eligible and who is concessionary. And what we have in this year, I believe, is the really regrettable situation where we will most likely have more children refused a place on school transport than ever before. And very many of them will be people who have used the service in previous years. So I think it was a mistake by the department and the minister to not prioritise those people who applied on time before the 29th of April. Many of them will have paid before that date as well. But I think those people should have been given an additional, they should have been given priority. And those people who applied after the notification of free fees should have been, you know, accommodated as best as is possible on remaining seats.
And what of those people who are in the situation that Nicola is in and that Aidan is in, where they have had kids using this service for years before? I assume they should take precedence, should they?
But you see, they don't. That's the point, Anton. The people who take priority are those people who meet the strict criteria, and that is that you live greater than 4.8 kilometres from your nearest school and you attend your nearest school or your next nearest school. And very many places because of the way the world works, because of the way school catchment areas work, that very crude and arbitrary criteria doesn't fit well at all with the school going patterns of children. So you have people who attend traditionally attend their local school, but technically it's not the closest one to them, and they don't meet the criteria, and the service isn't there for them. And in fairness to Bus Éireann, and I would say it's very frustrating getting access to them, whether it's online or on the phone, but they are inundated at the minute, and their responsibility is limited to those people who are eligible for the scheme. So my firm position in relation to all of this is that the minister needs to intervene here to expand the scheme in light of the really dreadful situation we find ourselves in at the minute. Like that is a statement of fact, and it's a bad statement of fact to say that more children will be refused a place on school bus transport this year than ever before. And very, very many of them will have had a history of using the service and are absolutely dependent on the service. And you have the perverse situation. And I know Nicola and Aidan will know this, that many of those seats that have now been availed of, that people put their hand up because the fees are free, those seats won't be taken up. So Nicola and Aidan will know that those buses that they want to get a place on, they will travel up and down their roads, and there will be spare capacity on them. But
why, are you suggesting that people will take the tickets to give them flexibility, and then they may not pick up the option?
Exactly, and that's already the case. That's always the case, and I think people will know that who are familiar with the system. And I think that will certainly be the case this year. And that's why I go back to that point that priority should have been given to those people who put their hand up before the fees were made free. And I think what we have been calling for in Sinn Féin, and what we have outlined to the minister and called on the minister, is in light of the current set of circumstances, that they need to go back and put on additional capacity, give Bus Éireann licence to put on additional capacity to draw in. As Nicola said, there is a capacity in the system. We know, I've had private bus contractors contacting me. The CTTC, the representative group, have contacted me. They know that some of their private operators have lost capacity because the private routes that they have on, people have opted for the free service now, and their services are actually under threat. So there is capacity in the system. It's a matter of the minister and Bus Éireann and the department ensuring that they align the demand with the supply. And I think there's a really positive opportunity here if they
Indeed.
Do that.
Now, the difficulty, of course, being it'll need to be an opportunity that is seized quickly, because the clock is ticking as school gets ever closer. Darren, thank you very much for coming on. That's Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport and TD for Meath East. And thanks as well to Nicola Moss in Screen and to Aidan Morgan in Glenamaddy. 53106 if you want to get in touch with the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.